I'm ready, Jim.
Okay, thank you. Virtual Neil, alive and breathing and kicking Neil. He plays golf. Virtual Neil does not play golf. And it was set forth a long time ago in the Bob Morning Show Charter. We did the Bob Morning Show Charter. It was established, in fact, one of the first articles of the charter, it's kind of like the Bill of Rights, was that golf is always allowed when it comes to missing the show. Any kind of a golf event, no excuse needed. Just go. It's golf. Get on out of here. Now, other things like routine surgery or elective surgery or the death of a pet, things like that, a little more open to interpretation, and we have to go through a committee and it needs approval. But for golf, no questions asked. Just leave. So that's why we have virtual golf here today. Virtual Neil with real Neil playing virtual golf. Yeah, I play that on a video game. Today, Thursday, July 23rd. It's the 205th day of the year. 162 left to go. This day, 1903, the Ford Motor Company sold its first vehicle. It completed the sale of its first vehicle to Chicago dentist Ernst Plemig. It was a Model A, designed and manufactured by Henry Ford. Henry Ford and the Ford Company sold their first car, and the owner, the dentist, Ernst Plenig, he set a bad example for everybody because he fell victim. He was a sucker. He got hoodwinked and hooked into purchasing the undercoating and the rust proofing. Yeah, he was the first one. He set the stage for that. Now we all have to suffer. That was in 1903. 1904, our invention of the day is the ice cream cone. Charles Minch's invented the ice cream cone on this day. He decided to take some kind of a cone thing that is edible. It may have looked like cardboard, but it was edible. And he put ice cream in it at the St. Louis World's Fair this date, 1904. Let's jump all the way ahead to 66.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night.
Frank Sinatra was still having big hits, even in the 60s. Just think of that. Beatles going up against Frank Sinatra. Frank Sinatra topped the pop album charts on this date with this album, titled Strangers in the Night. Of course, is the title track. Won the Grammy for Record of the Year, Best Male Vocal of the Year performance. It's pretty good, Frank.
Was so exciting.
Frank was the man. So that was in 66. In 77, this song was released.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
So how many words can we find to rhyme with ice?
You never take
There's
advice.
Another one.
Someday you'll pay the price.
And then later on, it's paradise. And I think somehow they mixed in Mike Tice, the former Vikings coach and tight end in there somewhere as well. So I heard this song the other day, and I was thinking, if you were to sing this in French or in Swedish, it would lose all, none of those words. I doubt that ice, sacrifice, advice, price, paradise, Mike Tice, I doubt they all rhyme in French. I just do. It wouldn't sound the same, right? You go, Lou Graham. So 1977, Foreigner's Cold as Ice was released. 1984, this was in the news.
I wish I could retain my title as Miss America. However, the potential harm to the pageant and the deep division that a bitter fight may cause has convinced me that I must relinquish my title as Miss America.
Oh, God, she's nude. That's what George Burns said. He was on the cover of, was it People magazine, I believe? She had taken some nude photos many, many years earlier to make some money, and she becomes Miss America. Guess what? They surface. They're in Penthouse, and she has to give up her crown as Miss America. That was this date, Vanessa Williams, 1984. 86, we had ourselves another royal wedding.
With this ring,
Ivy wed.
With my body,
I thee worship.
So and Prince Andrew and Fergie goods, got married
and
on this date.
Worldly goods,
I thee endow.
They lasted 10 years, I think it was. They were then divorced later on. It didn't work out. Sarah had some other things going on that she liked to do, and Prince Andrew had other things that he liked to do. And, you know, that was just a few years after Diana and Charles got married. And, you know, they tried to pump this one up as big as that one. It just wasn't as big. It just wasn't. It wasn't as good. It's kind of like when Princess Diana and Charles got married. It was, that was Happy Days. And this Andrew and Fergie, that was kind of like Joni Loves Chachi. It just, it didn't have the same panache. That was in 86. 1995, we are all commented out here. Here this past, two, 3 weeks, we've been talking about Neowise, the comet you can see in the evenings out in the northwest sky. Well, 1995, even better than Neowise, it was Hale-Bopp. And the comet Hale-Bopp, we've been talking a lot about comets, so here you go. In 95, it was discovered. Two men, Alan Hale, not the skipper, and Thomas Bopp, two guys that weren't even working together. They discovered it on the same day, separate observatories, separate parts of the country or whatever. And so they had to share the name of the comet, Hale-Bopp, which also later was a hit song for Hanson. And it didn't cross. You really couldn't see it until like 97. People couldn't see it with binoculars or telescope, rudimentary telescope, until 97. But these folks here, using the equipment that they had at hand, were able to find Comet Hale-Bopp, and they celebrated. Also, 1996, a year later, in the Olympics, going on in Atlanta.
The amazing thing about it, though, John, she raised her hands overhead. Her head, she finished the ball.
Standing on one leg.
Carrie Strug.
We've got to find out. A 9.712. She has done it. Carrie Strug has won the gold medal for the United States team.
I've never heard John Tesh so excited.
Individual all around.
The U.S. women's gymnastics team won its first ever team gold, and they were the Magnificent Seven, and they've pretty much been dominant as a team. Of course, you had your Mary Lou Retton's and the others that have dominated prior to that, but they had never won a team gold medal. It always been dominated by the Eastern Bloc countries and China, but the U.S. became Olympic champs in women's gymnastics, the state in 96, and they pretty much dominated ever since. On this date in 2000, Neil Armstrong is what?
Cheater.
Lance Armstrong clinched his second straight victory in the Tour de France on this date in 2000. Did he have to relinquish those?
I'll look that up.
I'm pretty sure he had to give those up and vacate those that he won when he was doping. That was this date in 2000, 2007.
During your Harry Potter bit, yeah. Honestly, it was like 15 minutes ago, they called me. It's a done deal. I'm the new host of The Price is Right.
Oh, my God.
History was made. And, you know, when anybody has made a new game show host, they always make the announcement on David Letterman. I think Wink Martindale, when he got the gig on Tic-Tac-Doe, was also on David Letterman, made the announcement there. But Drew Carey, the new host after Bob Barker, he's still doing it here today. Neil, where were you when you learned that One Direction had been formed?
Huh?
We've decided to put you both through the job.
So it's the British X Factor, and it was 10 years ago.
This is a lifeline. You have got to work 10, 12, 14 hours a day, every single day, and take this opportunity.
Harry Styles and some guy named Niles. I think there was a Niles and and other British names that were in there. Jeeves, I think, was one of the names of One Direction. They were on the X Factor show, and Simon Cowell said, you know what, I'm going to form a group. And he did, and it was a seminal moment in Neil's life.
Huh?
So that was 2011, then 8 years ago.
The NCAA is imposing a fine of $60 million on the university, with the funds to be used to establish an endowment to support programs around the nation that serve the victims of child sexual abuse and seek to prevent such abuse from happening.
That was a Penn State announcement this date 8 years ago. The NCAA, that was the NCAA officials slapping Penn State with $60 million in fines, barred the school from bowl games for 4 years, had to vacate wins, all because of the cover-up of the sex abuse scandal of Jerry Sandusky. And what did Joe Paterno know? The NCAA stripped Joe Paterno the title of the winningest coach in major football history. Penn State's football program has since recovered, and they're back to being one of the top teams in the Big Ten. But this at the time in 2012 seemed to be a pretty big punishment. But at the same time, really, when you think about the victims, there's really no punishment probably big enough for those people that were involved. That was very ugly. That was 8 years ago, 2012. Are we ready for birthdays here? Virtual Neil.
Let's do it.
Detective Foley, I'm Lieutenant Bogomil of the Beverly Hills Police Department. Do you wish to file charges against Sergeant Taggart?
This is some kind of joke, right?
Do you wish to file charges against this officer for assault?
That is Bogomil, Ronnie Cox. He was Lieutenant Sergeant Bogomil, eventually became Chief of Police there in Beverly Hills as well. Ronnie Cox, he was in RoboCop. I work for Dick Jones. He was Dick Jones in RoboCop, and he was Cohagen in Total Recall. Give the people air. Cohagen, give the people air. That's the best I can do. I didn't even practice that. That wasn't very good Schwarzenegger. But anyway, Ronnie Cox still with us at 82. Who else here, Virtual Neil? Where else are we going to go?
Huh?
And I'll do the crescent rolls, and you do the cranberries. You know I can't cook. Well, I'll see you tomorrow, then. Gobble, gobble. Oh, bye-bye.
Neil?
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Do you remember Edie McClurg in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Edie McClurg, she was is 75, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. How about Ferris Bueller's Day Off? And she was Valerie Harper's neighbor on the Hogan family, or Valerie. Edie McClurg, 75 today. Got to be honest, Virtual Neil's just not getting done. It's not getting it done for me today.
I'm ready, Jim.
We're trying. So, David Essex is 73 today. His one-hit wonder, Rock On, 73. In the 70s, I loved Orleans.
Dance with me. I want to be your partner. Can't you see?
One of the founding members of Orleans, one of their singers and songwriters, he wrote this song with his wife at the time. John Hall is 72. He would later go on to become a congressman out of the state of New York. Happy birthday, John Hall, Orleans. A lot of beards in that particular group. Then they did the album cover where they weren't wearing any shirts and just kind of odd.
Oh, boy, my Aunt Edna's killer fudge brownies.
Oh, killers, eh?
Yeah, they're called that because the first time my Uncle Ford ever smelled them baking, he came running in from the field and got hit by a combine. He hung on for a few days. At the end, he was just praying to die. Well, eat up, everybody.
Was Woody. They picked the perfect guy to take the place of Coach when he passed away. Woody Harrelson is 59. How about the Soul Glow guy from Coming to America? They still say they're going to do a kind of a reboot or a sequel to Coming to America. Arsenio Hall and Eddie Murphy. And this guy is Daryl. I hope they bring Daryl back.
Hey, take care of this for me, will you?
He was Mr. Soul Glow. He was the boyfriend of the woman that Eddie Murphy finally, of course, won the heart of. And then he went on, he was some doctor on ER, too. Eric LaSalle is 58, probably still wearing Soul Glow to it. Didn't leave any kind of residue or greasy feeling at all, that I recall. So the guy on the guitar for this Michael Jackson song is Slash. Probably best known as the guitarist in Guns N' Roses. Slash is 55. Happy birthday. Gary Payton, the glove, is 52. NBA star, Seattle Supersonics. I remember him most with the Sonics. And Sam Waters, member of Color Me Bad. Neil, do you remember where you were when you heard your first ever Color Me Bad song?
Huh?
So, Color Me Bad, and I can't tell which one is this guy here. Is that indeed Sam Waters or not? It's one of the guys with the mustache, I know. He is 50 today. You hear her on our Bob FM network of stations. Allison Krauss and her group Union Station.
You never leave.
Another one of those kind of like Janie Fricke. Maybe not as much as Janie Fricke or as prominent on songs. Sorry, well, that's Janie Fricke singing backup. She sang backup on a lot of tunes.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
Alison Krauss, 49. President Bill Clinton did have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky. Monica Lewinsky, former White House intern, on our list today, 47. And again, our one contractually obligated millennial of the day is Harry Potter.
No, you've made a mistake. I mean, I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just Harry.
Well, just Harry. Did you ever make anything happen? Anything you couldn't explain when you were angry or scared?
That's what I thought. So you're a wizard, Harry. Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, with those round glasses. He looked a lot. He could play a young John Lennon too in a movie. Now he's old. He can't, obviously. At the time, he could have. He's 31. Gone but not forgotten. Neil, what do you think?
I'm ready, Jim.
Arthur Treacher. Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips. He was originally an actor, National Velvet, David Copperfield, but we all remember him best because he may not have invented fish and chips, but he certainly perfected them. Arthur Treacher, 1894. Oh, it's back-to-back days with Little House on the Prairie. Neil, ever watch that show?
I only watch Gunsmoke, huh?
The smell of ink and money has soured the man, but a bank is a bank.
We need it.
Yeah, so we take the bad along with the good.
He had the greatest Swedish accent on all the prairie, whether it was Hero Township or Little House on the Prairie there in Walnut Grove or in Sleepy Eye. It's Carl Swenson. He was a Lars Hansen. He was the man who was the founder of Walnut Grove, 1908 this date. We have Calvert DeForest.
Mr. Larry's toast on a stick, the simple natural snack. Just bread and wood, and that's it. And some cardboard.
He was Larry Bud Melman on Late Night with David Letterman, and then just himself, Calvert DeForest, on his CBS show because NBC owned the intellectual property that was the name Larry Bud Melman, 1921.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to Tattle Tales. Nice to have you with us today, as always. As you know, we have three celebrity couples who today will be winning money for our...
Oh, Bert Convy. He was underrated. He doesn't get mentioned nearly enough when you talk about the great game show host of all time, Bert Convy, 1933. Don Drysdale, the pitcher.
Yeah, but I bet the jitters really hit you when the fans start riding you, don't they?
Oh, and do they ride you? You know, it's funny. You're a hero one minute and a bum the next. You serve up a couple home run balls and, I don't know, you feel you want to sneak out of the ballpark.
I'll bet that never happened to you.
Oh, many times. I'll tell you, I used to keep a false beard and dark glasses in my locker.
Greg Brady needed a pep talk from Don Drysdale. It's an epic, very special episode of the Brady Bunch. In fact, they did have to edit out the part where Don Drysdale taught Alice the circle change. And I think the knuckleball, they edited that out. That was unfortunate. Don Drysdale, 1936. Great pitcher, of course, for the Dodgers and former Cy Young Award winner. Not so great at shooting hoops, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Let it ride! Rain dance! Let it ride! Let it ride! Iceman!
We lost him way too soon. We lost him to drugs. Philip Seymour Hoffman, wonderful actor. Born this date, 1967. That was him in Along Came Polly. He won a number of awards, including an Academy Award for his portrayal of Truman Capote. Philip Seymour Hoffman, 1967. Now, Neil, or Virtual Neil,
they're all gone
but not forgotten. And that does it for today's Almanac. I am truly proud. Even without real Neil here, I was able to stretch this baby to almost 20 minutes. Coming up, Alabama Reckless to kick it off. I'll be back for the All Request Lunch Hour as we kick off a no-repeat work day now.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany.